Devastators judged. Joel chapter 3 verse 1 through 16a. Time of the judgment. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Joel chapter 3 verse 1. The fulfillment of this portion will occur during the 7 years of trouble mentioned in Daniel 9:27, called by some the last week of Daniel. It is termed the hour of temptation, literally trial, which shall come upon all the world, Revelation 3:10. Within that time, the Lord will deliver Israel out of their long-drawn-out captivity. Devastators assembled. I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Joel 3, verse 2. Zechariah 14 says that God will gather all the nations against Jerusalem at that time. The valley of Jehoshaphat is east of Jerusalem, between it and the Mount of Olives. That international gathering will cover a small part of the 3.5 years. For the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months, Revelation 11, verse 2. It will be Jehovah's final chastisement of his ancient people, which would be averted if they would have accepted Christ nearly 3 years before instead of accepting a covenant with an enemy of his. But the Lord will also plead for them, not by gentle persuasive words, but with fire, the sword, pestilence, hailstones, and brimstone, Isaiah 66:16, and Ezekiel 38:22. The phrase all nations evidently includes especially the two contending great leagues of nations, the Western or European Confederacy dominated by the Antichrist, and the Northern Confederacy headed by Gog, Ezekiel 38:3. These two leagues will be bitterly opposed to each other. Study about the king, the Antichrist, and the king of the north in Daniel 11:36, 40, and 43-45. Retribution rendered. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon and the coast of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. Joel 3 verse 4. Tyre and Sidon, being part of the Roman Empire, were then representative of the Western League. Ostensibly, they will protect the Jews from the onslaughts of the Northern Army, Ezekiel 38 verses 3 through 12, and thereby claim to do the Lord a great favor. But in reality, they will be seeking the riches of that land, even as the Northern Confederacy will be doing at that time. They will be usurping God's place as the protector of his people, for he will be on his throne. Thus they will incur his just wrath. He will not forget the cruelty of the four world powers against Israel before Christ came, namely the Babylonian, Persian, Grecian, and Roman empires. Compare Joel 3:6 with 2 Kings 17 and verses 24 and 25. God will deliver his people from the slavery of the nations. Not only so, but he will punish the nations for their oppression of his people. This is the meaning of Joel 3, verse 7. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own heads. A divine challenge. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Joel 3, verses 9 through 13. At that time, Jesus Christ will be on his millennial throne. He will be the authorized ruler, but the nations will be united against him. He will know their wicked counsel and purpose, Psalm 2, verse 2. They imagine a vain thing, namely, that they can control all the world and get possession of the Holy Land, the home of the Jew. Therefore they gather around Jerusalem. The Western and Northern Confederacies will be in hot contention against each other. Hence the Lord utters the sevenfold challenge of these five verses. He bids all the nations to make the fullest and most powerful preparation. He challenges the utmost wisdom and skill of their mightiest men. He invites their ships, both air and sea, as well as their land tanks. And he exclaims, "There will I sit to judge all the heathen, or nations, round about." Just judgment executed. When the hatred and rage of the nations are at their height, and their cup of iniquity is full, the Lord shall bring down his mighty ones and deliver Israel. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, the glorified saints, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1 verses 7 through 9. Multitudes in the valley of decision, or concision, threshing, says the margin. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Joel 3 verse 14. That is, in the valley of cutting off by just judgment. The time of that assemblage of the nations is plain, the day of the Lord. His judgment of them will culminate with the Battle of Armageddon, which will extend to about 60 miles north from Jerusalem in the valley of Megiddo. Signs in heaven. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Joel 3 verse 15. Jesus declared that the darkening of the sun and moon should immediately follow Israel's time of tribulation, Matthew 24, verse 29. Joel 2:31 shows that it occurs before the great and the terrible or notable day of the Lord. Daniel 7:12 seems to come in here. That day is described in Zechariah 14 thus, "The light shall not be with brightness and with gloom, but it shall be one day which is known unto the Lord, not day and not night." Zechariah 14, verses 6 through 7, Revised Version. It will be 75 days long, see our chart on Revelation. Because of his mighty power, the Lord shall roar out of Zion, as a lion roars over its prey, in triumph over his conquered foes, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. Joel 3 verse 16a. The whole world will lie defeated at his feet and begin to acknowledge him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:16. Devastation followed by millennial glory. Joel 3 verse 16b through 21. But the Lord will be the hope or harbor of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Joel 3:16a. He will not roar against his own. He will appear to their mighty deliverance and great delight. That will be the beginning of the golden age. Israel will know then that Jesus is the Lord, their God, dwelling in Zion. Neither the Arabs nor any other foreigner will have quarters there. Prosperity will prevail. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord and shall water the valley of Shittim. Joel 3 verse 18. The vineyard will be unspeakably productive. Cattle and goats will roam the forests and hills. The rains, Geshem and Moreh, promised in Leviticus 26:4 and Deuteronomy 11 verse 14, will fall very copiously and fill all the riverbeds with fresh water. We read of the same fountain in Psalm 46 verse 4 and Ezekiel 47. In Revelation 22:1, we read of a stream proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the heavenly city, which corresponds with one of which Joel writes. The stream below is the symbol and result of the one on high, which is the Holy Spirit. Shittim is a place in Moab east of the Salt Sea. Israel camped there just before crossing Jordan, and from there Joshua sent two spies to view Jericho, Joshua 2 verse 1 and 3 verse 1. The Shittim wood or acacia tree grew there. It is likely somewhat barren now, but will be fertile and productive during the millennium. Egypt and Edom will be desolate places because of their ill treatment of God's people in the past. God does not forget the sore bondage that Jacob endured in Egypt over 4,000 years ago, nor the selfishness and cruelty of the Edomites against them on their way to the promised land, Joel 3, verse 19. Final word of Joel. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, Joel 3, verse 20. 1,000 years of safety, peace, and plenty lie just ahead for God's ancient people, who suffered losses and crosses, hardships and persecution. They shall continue in their own land throughout eternity. God says, For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Joel 3, verse 21. The many plagues and diseases that have fallen upon humanity will be gone forever. Israel will not suffer from scabs, scurvy, and leprosy, for the Lord will purify their blood. No doctors and druggists will be needed then, for where the Lord shall dwell, all will be forever well. The Overcomer. I have fought a good fight by the day and the night as I stood in the front of the line. So I lay down my sword, that divine holy word, for I know that the crown is now mine. I have finished the race by the power of grace which enabled me so well to run. I have passed every test and now enter the rest that is mine in God's well-beloved Son.